Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Eric Wood is live on WBEN this morning. He'll be on the call with Chris Brown for the Bills game tomorrow night in Houston on WGR. And Eric, it's a short week, and we've got a lengthy injury report for the Bills. I mean, with the amount of names, you can't imagine that they're all going to be out. How many of these injuries to you are a real concern, and how much of this is just kind of an abundance of caution?
Well, I think certainly the ones that are did not participate could certainly be out for the game. Most that played in the game last week that continue to be limited and on the injury report, I would imagine all those guys would play. But until, you know, we see them out on the field tomorrow, it'll be tough to tell. Everybody responds differently on these short weeks, so we'll see who can and can't go. But that's one of the challenges of these Thursday night games, especially later in the year, when that injury report's usually a lot longer than usual.
It is a short week. How can that influence decisions when, you know, last week we saw a really different looking Bills offense, and, you know, maybe that a big part of that was Keon Coleman being benched for the game, and you had some new look receivers there. It went well. Now you have a short week to prepare. Would that lead you to maybe go back to what worked well on Sunday?
I would assume so. I would assume they let that keep rolling and see if that you can gain some traction with the group that they had out there. Now, if Curtis Samuel can't go in the game, Elijah Moore could be brought up for this game, or you could see Keon Coleman up for this game. So it'll be interesting. You know, the Keon Coleman not getting a uniform, they said wasn't performance-based. It's more just the accountability and being late again. And so we'll see. It'll be interesting to see if they put him in uniform this week, because certainly they had consistently throughout the game their best passing attack with the group of receivers they had out there last weekend.
Quarterback C.J. Stroud, who outplayed Josh Allen last year, will not be playing. Davis Mills is going to get his third straight start. Do you think the Bills have an advantage here?
Yeah, I would say so. Anytime you're playing a backup quarterback, you certainly have an advantage. And C.J. Stroud may have outplayed Josh in that game, but throughout the season last year, Josh was the MVP and way outplayed him and is a much better player. So regardless of if it was Josh Allen against C.J. Stroud or Davis Mills, it would be an advantage Bills at the quarterback position. And then certainly anytime you're facing a team's backup quarterback, it gives you an added advantage just because all throughout training camp, all that work that they've done in the offseason, generally all the starters are working primarily with the starting quarterback, which would have been C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, I don't know. I would almost rather see C.J. Stroud. That might sound crazy, but he hasn't really impressed me so far this year, and they've been rolling not that bad and looking pretty good under Mills.
Yeah, 2-0 under Davis Mills. Had a really high passing output against the Jaguars 2 weeks ago, and then this Houston offense struggled against Tennessee last week, shut out in the first half. And so I do see your point, Brian, because Davis Mills played some good football throughout his career, but I would still take, in this instance, I would still take the backup.
Well, there's lots of talk about how good the Texans' defense is. Just how good is it, and where do they thrive the most?
Honestly, they thrive at all three levels of the defense, and that's what makes them likely the best defense in the NFL. I know statistically they're the best defense in the NFL, but when you watch them on film, the film also reveals it as well. They're pass rush is excellent. Hunter and Anderson up front are really, really good. Their linebackers are active. They're physical. They're athletic linebackers that are really suited to play in today's NFL. And then their secondary is great. And so they've done a great job in drafting down there and then keying in on some key free agents that they brought in as well. But it's an impressive unit, and they play hard. They play physical, and this will be a tough test for the Bills. And then Houston is one of the louder places in the NFL that I've either played or been on the call for games. Generally, the domes can get louder in general, but for some reason, Houston seems to be even louder than maybe your Lucas Oils and Cowboy Stadium and those domes that I've also played in.
Pretty interesting there. We mentioned the kind of different look that the Bills had on offense on Sunday. It was exciting to watch, Eric. I mean, as a fan, maybe the best game this year, despite or if you have to go back to like the fourth quarter or week one or something, but it was fun throughout to watch the Bills with some of these explosive plays, these throws downfield. I mean, having a game plan like that where you're trying some of that stuff downfield, it's working. You see some of these explosive plays to different players. What does that do for the players on offense? Does it fire you up?
It can, but you know, it fires the offense up when you have a rushing output like we did against Carolina. You know, whatever way we can put up points offensively, that's where we want to attack. And of course, when the guys make the bigger plays, you're fired up for a Shavers. You're fired up for, you know, Knox had a longer catch. We had a number of guys make longer catches in this game, which was a lot of fun, and you're fired up for those individuals. As a collective, whether it's staying completely balanced, running the football more, or a passing output like a week ago, winning offensive football is the most fun.
Hey, quickly here, Khalil Shakir is a dad. He has a new baby girl this week. Do you think that he plays? He missed a couple days, obviously, for that, but will he be good to go?
Yeah, I would assume he'll be good to go. And fortunate timing. I'm not sure if that was planned that way, but very fortunate timing that he got to play in the last game, and then he'll be able to likely travel with the team and be at this game. And so, you know, a veteran receiver knows the offense well. I'm sure that, you know, he was on his iPad and studying the playbook and everything, getting ready to go for this week while still being present for the birth of his baby girl.
Awesome stuff. Well, Eric, thank you, and enjoy the call on Thursday Night Football. We'll be listening down the dial on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.